The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I was actually kind of proud of myself for this post on social media yesterday, which has over 50,000 views, because I'm not great at putting up the thumbnail pictures, but EB, I put this up. Who deserves the most blame?
That was a good one.
And it's got Cliff Kingsbury on the top left.
Yep.
The kicker, Austin Seibert, on the top right. It has Cakes on the bottom left. And then it has Noah Brown pointing to Cakes.
You left out on the bottom. You left out somebody else that should be in that mix.
All right.
RG3 was in the stadium yesterday as the legend of the game.
Okay.
So maybe it's just bad juju.
But it's a legendary RG3. Week
yeah.
for Always Bet Against Cakes, because
the brand is so strong.
He broke the Capitals.
Cakes.
He broke the Caps.
The brand is on fire.
I mean, Ovi.
It's not a great brand to be behind.
He says Ovi never gets hurt, and then he gets hurt that day or that night. And now the Caps haven't won since that happened.
That's correct.
And then he said it was physically impossible. And Cakes has done that a few times. He did it just last year with Tommy DeVito.
I did.
He hasn't learned his lesson.
Yeah.
Said physically impossible for Cooper Rush to beat the Commanders.
Sometimes you're stubborn, JP, and you don't learn lessons. This is the way
you
go through life
sometimes.
Do we
have at least the dunce cap? Because I know Cakes doesn't want to do anything.
It's over there in the corner.
Cakes, would you at least be willing to wear the dunce
no,
cap?
No, I take no blame for what happened yesterday.
No, but just for... you don't. It's not your fault.
Just do a bit?
No,
just
no.
Just to resuscitate an
it's
old
not
bit?
It's not to say it's your fault. It's just to say you were just so tragically wrong about it.
Well, I mean, everybody picked the Commanders to win. I wasn't the only one. I was just the one with the most conviction behind it.
Exactly.
That's all.
I thought they would win, but I thought it would be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
It was way more dangerous than it should have been. Micah Parsons was all over the field. You basically wrote him off as an afterthought.
I said he was a ghost because he was in the last game. And then apparently he decided to play yesterday. Maybe he just gets up for the division game.
So for me, the majority of the blame pie goes to Cliff Kingsbury. I'm going to put 60% on Cliff Kingsbury. The offense, it appears, has been figured out. When you have a punter who for games wasn't even on the field, like we were goofing, like, man, Trust Wade's just collecting free checks.
Sure.
And now all of a sudden he's on the field six times a game. The numbers are this, I've said it a few times, 19 punts in nine games, 17 punts in the last three. And then you can do the three and out numbers. It's the same. The offense appears to be broken. A lot of it is the running game. So let's put 60% on Cliff. I'll put 20% on specifically the running backs and the offensive line together. So whatever that is, the running game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 80%. I'll put 10% on Jaden and 10% on the defense.
I think that there needs to be more in their pass protection schemes, too, because you see you can see pre-snap, a wave is coming, and we don't have it addressed. And so maybe, like, we do better as the game, like, towards the end of the game, they make adjustments, but it takes too long. It takes too long to make adjustments, in my opinion, to
So who are you putting the majority of the blame pie on?
Well, it's hard. It's difficult because Cliff looked like a genius if they ran better. They're also tied together, right? Because if they ran better, then it'd be 3rd and 2, and then Cliff could go in his bag, which he left somewhere, probably some chick's house.
I think he has a long time girlfriend.
Huh?
It's probably hottie.
Yeah, some hot chick's house, his bag. Go find it. Somebody go get it for him. But when it's 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, now we're a lot more limited, and that all these 3 and outs are coming up.
But that's what put a little on Jaden, because he's not making the throws consistently that he seemed to be making earlier in the year.
I think he's being rushed a little bit. Yeah, look, he's still wearing NFL diapers. It's still his first go around. They're adjusting, and I think he could play better for sure. I still am convinced he's a Hall of Famer. No issue. Love him. Can't wait to watch him play every single week. But he hasn't played his very best football, no doubt about it. But again, that's why it's hard for me to just blame Cliff. It's all tied in, because if they ran the ball better, if they run blocked better, we'd run better. I mean, the runners, they're not dumb. They're getting stuffed. Right? It's not like they're running into the wrong hole or something. They're getting stuffed.
Well, guys in the offensive line are getting beat up every single week.
Yeah, the offensive line, we got Trent Scott in there. Who's Trent Scott?
Give me the cakes, blame pie.
I did exclusively coaches. 40% Kingsbury. 30% goes to Joe Witt. I don't know how he's skating on all this, because Cooper Rush had the easiest day I saw for an NFL quarterback in maybe years.
I think they dared him to beat us, and he did.
And 30% goes to Dan Quinn, because he's the top dog. So he has to take some of the blame, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Who are you blaming?
0% of the blame.
Who are you blaming on the field? We'll save that for 8 o'clock.
All right, let's go to Gary, Upper Marlboro. Gary, what's up?
Good morning, Junks.
What's up?
I'm putting the blame on the offensive line.
Kind of starts there.
These guys are injured. The Cowboys played without 2 All-Pros at the guard positions yesterday, and they controlled the line of scrimmage with their running game, which not a lot of people are talking about. They ran the ball effectively yesterday, and I think it kept the defense off balance. I'm blaming the offensive line, and I'm giving a little bit of that to Jaden also. Jaden is going to have to learn to play under stress, and these last 3 weeks he hasn't really played well. But like you said, he's in diapers, and there's a learning curve. But I put the blame on the offensive line. This is the same story that we've had over the last 3 or 4 years. I think the injuries have definitely hurt them. But I think Jaden, over the course of these weeks, has really bailed out the offensive line several times with his scrambles to the right and playing off script. So I blame the offensive line. They got to get that together.
Kind of starts there. I basically agree with everything you said. Yeah. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Let's go to, I can't even read it. Is it D? D, what's up? You're on with the Jocks.
How are you? How are you guys doing? Good morning, Junkie.
Oh, this is D, the one that loves DQ. Remember, she called in last week.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She thinks he's like sexy with that turkey neck he's got. Yeah.
She loves him.
So we will not be blaming him, that's for sure. He doesn't get the blame pie, that's for sure. Let's make that clear. Okay, so everybody, all the above, including you, Cakes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Blaming you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Take a slice of the pie. And I'm also blaming all of the fans that were calling in about the past history, name, and all that stuff. Take a slice of the blame pie as well. They are the Commanders. Let's move on. Okay?
All right. I think, too, now we're 12 games, too. Like, we've seen a much larger sample size from everybody involved. Their best win in terms of record-wise is against the Cardinals, who are 1 game above 500. All their wins are against poopy teams.
It's true.
They should have had another win against a bad team yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Could have added it to the pile.
Right.
It's true. It would have felt better about the season.
To be honest with you, it's kind of why, like, I was just, the emotional roller coaster in the last 5 minutes of that game was unreal. And that made it a little bit more palatable, because at least they brought some excitement and I didn't feel like I wasted 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I kind of did because we lost, but I watched losses anyway. At least it made it a little more interesting. But I knew when we played the Ravens, even before we played the Ravens, I predicted it. The Ravens were going to be, like, we weren't going to beat them. We're not in their class. Like, we weren't Super Bowl contenders. Like, I knew we weren't going to win a Super Bowl this year. I thought we were a playoff team. It remains to be seen if we are.
Today, as
but
of today,
this is all just gravy.
Team.
Oh, it's going to be a battle for the playoffs now.
We may or may not be.
But here are their wins.
I mean, but if they are, they're going to be a quick one and doneer, or maybe they sneak out one win. But, I mean, you don't. We're not winning anything this year.
Give me the most impressive win. They've got 7. Beat the Giants. That's a team that's 2-9. Beat the Bengals. They're 4-7.
Mm-hmm.
Beat the Cardinals, 6-5.
I think the Bengals and Cardinals
that's
obviously
the are only
our best
team
wins.
Above 500. Beat the Browns, 3-8. Beat the Panthers, 3-8. Beat the Bears, 4-7. And then the Giants again, 2-9.
The Bengals and Cardinals are the two best wins on the sked at this point. And not super impressive. I mean, the Cardinals.
But who cares?
Seattle yesterday looked terrible.
But who cares? Let's just say it was flipped. What if they had beaten the Ravens and the Steelers, but they had lost to the Cardinals and the like? Who cares how you get
it
there?
Just tells you.
You got to count them up.
No, but it kind of tells you where you're stacked in the NFL. And we knew this, but I think there was a little bit of a rush to judgment. We're ahead of schedule, and maybe they still are. And just kind of getting carried away with the 7-2 start.
There was euphoria from the start.
Yes.
From that 7-2 start, people got the sugar high.
And then started looking at the schedule,
Everybody thought, seven wins a start, they're going to have 11 or 12 wins.
Right.
You started banking wins. Banking wins is dumb. I can tell you that right now.
You were backpatting with 11 wins.
I'm going to go on record and say I'm pretty sure I'm not going to pick the Commanders to beat the Titans. I think the Titans defense is going to come in here and batter Cliff's offense.
That'll be rock bottom. I mean, this is bad today. It'll be a lower bottom.
The Titans, but they're weird. I think they give up like 26 points per game, which is pretty high, but their yardage per game, they're second in the league.
I know.
Here's the thing. Levis is a buffoon.
He's begging you to win games, too.
It's hard to bet on Levis, but
he was sacked he was sacked 7 times in the first half yesterday.
Yeah, but he does hit deep balls, which against this secondary, you know what?
It's terrifying.
Let me find out if Lattimore plays, because that's if I did a real blame pie, look, I want to spotlight Cliff Kingsbury. If I did a real blame pie, I would include the defensive line. I would include the corners, because I think you tweeted, I totally agree. They've got corners that sometimes are in position, but they have an uncanny ability to be in position and not knock the ball down.
That's why I tweeted this about St. Juice. He's got the worst ball awareness. Like, I don't think he's the worst corner I've ever seen. I've seen way worse. He's often right there.
Right.
He doesn't turn his head, or he turns it too early. Like, he's so good. And Pete Haley, after I tweeted that, we love Pete. Remember Pete when he used to live here?
I remember Pete.
R.I.P. Pete Haley.
Love me some Pete Haley.
He moved now, so he's like out of our world. He's
like Ewad to you.
Yeah. He DM'd me, though. And he said, just to your point, because I had forgotten this. Remember, it was publicized when he was drafted.
Drafted by who? Who was he drafted
by? Rivera.
Ron Rivera. The bigger takeaway.
He had, in college, he had 0 interceptions in 30 games. He has 1 interception in 49. He's played 79 games up after high school, and he has 1 interception as a DB. You'd think you get hit by a meteor more times
than
that.
I'd like to see the one interception, too.
Yeah,
I don't remember it.
Probably was a gift. Probably was a Hail Mary. Like, how does he only have 1 interception in 79, in 8, basically, what is that? What's 49 plus 30, Cakes? 79?
Yeah,
basically
79.
80 games.
But here's the best part.
Got one pick.
EB, you don't have to worry about it for that much longer, because he's not going to be on the roster that much longer.
Wow.
All of these Ron rejects that are still left, they're going to be filtered out in the next year or two. Like, St. Juice is not going to be on the roster in, when's his rookie deal up? Like a year?
I don't know.
Like, he's not going to be here long term.
I mean, I don't care.
Forbes
I know.
Be gone.
You're always looking long term. I'll have cancer by the time they figure it out.
Yeah, I look long term.
I like to look. I'm living in the now, baby.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm living in the freaking now.
I'm a long term guy. You're short term.
Yeah, like you're okay with the Wizards losing 1 million games every year forever. That's great.
No, there's an end
game. It's horrible. What were you going to say?
I know we're trying to find, you know, who, biggest blame pie for yesterday, but I'm sitting here thinking, who played well? Did anyone besides Luvu play well yesterday?
No.
No, we were worse. They were bad. We were worse.
Nobody.
Sure.
Maybe Tressway. played okay. He had some decent punts. Outside of that, I can't think of anybody that deserved to win that game yesterday.
We talked about during the break, Drab and I. Two very unserious teams were on the field. It was in Landover yesterday.
It was a comedy of errors. And JP brought up a good point. If you were introducing a European to the NFL yesterday and you showed them that game, they would never come back. The execution as a professional was just horrendous.
The Cowboys were trying to give it to them. They had good drives early in the game that ended with a blocked field goal, a doinked missed field goal, a fumble, a punt that was blocked.
I just don't understand.
When you have all those things go against you, you usually get drummed.
Here's what I don't understand. They knew, Joe Witten and his staff knew, that there were two interior guards missing, that they had backups playing. You're not sending pressure throughout the game to try to rattle Cooper Rush? I don't understand.
Well, that's part of it, but Payne needs
the game
plan. Needs to be an impactful player like he was a couple seasons ago. Let's be honest. Daron Payne, a couple seasons ago, looked like a beast. Where's that Daron Payne now?
I wish I knew.
Quiet. Makes one play a game. One play a week. Daron Payne makes whatever it is. Let's go to Rob in D.C. Rob, what's up?
Yo, what's up, Joe?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, man.
Good morning.
Who are you blaming the most?
The blame fire. Everybody done hit the nail on the head as far as there's so much going on with this team. It's kind of hard to put the blame fire on one person. But in yesterday's game, the blame fire going on the head coach for not going for two when you got all the momentum right there. The other team is like heads down, you know, tails in the behind, and you just scored. You got the momentum. You go for two right there. I'd rather lose
you.
By not making the two than lose by missing a damn extra point.
Well, yeah, and Jaden had converted a fourth down.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just minutes before, and they have an amazing fourth down conversion rate on the year. I'm sorry. I'm going for the kill shot right there, as Mo
hold
said.
Hold on. Even if he did, they're still probably going to return the kick for a touchdown.
Come on.
What do you mean, come
by
on?
By the way, Dallas, here's how...
I mean, well, it doesn't even matter.
We talked about
kicking out of bounds,
the teams being kind of dumb and unserious. The second punt, the kick return by Dallas on the onside, that dummy scored.
Yes.
He left the door open. Now, the door's open just the smallest crack.
But right.
All he has to do is fall down on the 5-yard line.
Obvious.
Game's over. They showed that big oaf McCarthy on the sideline, like, what are you doing? You're supposed to fall down there.
Yeah.
Like, what was happening yesterday? We were living in a bizarro world watching that game.
No, it was a terrible game.
Hey, bank local, cheer local. Gross. Business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.